Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Fairbanks State House District 1 Democratic candidate Catherine Dodge has pulled ahead of Republican Bart LeBond by one vote. Dodge says an outstanding question ballot has been determined to be for her.
There was a ballot that the bipartisan statewide review board had not finished processing as part of the hand audit that they conducted of all the precincts. And so Friday, they completed their review of that ballot and made a determination that it should be counted.
The election results will be certified today, but Dodge emphasizes that the race is not over, as outstanding absentee ballots can still be included in a recount.
If they're canceled by the day of the election or on the day of the election and they come in, it's my understanding they'll be counted. And I think there's like 63 potential.
The State Division of Elections would not comment on the status of the House District 1 vote count this morning, but said official results will be updated this afternoon after certification. The recount is scheduled to happen Friday in Juneau. A woman died in a vehicle accident in North Pole over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers say 34-year-old Crystal Kmike died in the wreck near the intersection of Badger and Petey Roads late Saturday night. They say she lost control of a pickup, which skidded off the road, rolled into a slough, and sank. A trooper report say icy road conditions and speed were factors in the crash. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is beginning the budget process. The board holds a work session today, even though the spending plan isn't due until next spring. Board Vice President Tim Doran says starting to plan now allows the district to assess needs rather than waiting for state and borough funding levels to be set.
By the time we have to put our budget together by April 1, we really don't know what we can expect in allocations from the state or the borough.
Doran says the budget is the foundation for much of what schools do.
Determines how many teachers you have, how many support staff, activities you can do with kids and for them, and always bits and pieces.
One of those things is maintenance. Superintendent Karen Gaborik sent a memo to the board that says from ongoing dialogue between the borough and the school district, the administration wants new roofs at Wood River Elementary and Ben Eielson Junior and Senior High School at a total cost of over $7 million. Tonight's school board budget work session is scheduled for 6:30 at the District Administrative Center. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.